This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1701, Lack of Motivation. Here are 8 baby steps for finding your fire by Mike Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday and welcome to the old podcast, the OLD podcast. That stands for Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors. I have a blog post today from Mike Blankenship, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Lack of motivation? Here are 8 baby steps for finding your fire by Mike Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com. Do you feel a lack of motivation? Well, telling you to be more motivated when you feel unmotivated would be like telling you to jump higher on a bum leg. You can try, but until your leg is healed, you're probably not going to get much height. You see, lack of motivation is a double-edged sword. You not only feel unmotivated to tackle the day, you also, to one degree or another, feel unmotivated to get motivated. So what's the solution? Say it with me, baby steps. Why baby steps can help anyone, yes, even you, conquer a lack of motivation. It's like the fire has been sucked from your soul. When you feel unmotivated, getting out of bed, taking a shower, sitting up straight, even eating, it's all more difficult than it should be. And that's why baby steps are critical for escaping your lack of motivation. After all, if I told you to go exercise for 30 minutes, would you do it? If I told you to clean your house until it's spotless, would you do it? If I told you to reconnect with a family member, would you do it? Heck no, because you're feeling unmotivated. But the good news is that there are some things you can do even when you feel totally uninspired. In fact, when I'm feeling depressed or unmotivated, there are 8 super easy steps I take to get out of my funk. These are things anyone can do right now. And while these tasks might feel insignificant, if you do them, you'll slowly get back your sense of control, feel a little happier, and even relight your inner fire for the day. Here are the steps. And remember, don't knock them until you try them. Number 1, drink a big glass of water. It's crazy how often people are dehydrated without knowing it. One survey of more than 3,000 Americans found 75% of them to be chronically dehydrated. While many of these people consumed about 8 servings of hydrating liquids every day, which seems like plenty, that hydration was seriously offset by caffeinated beverages, alcohol, and a high intake of sodium. And guess what? One of the top symptoms of dehydration, as reported by WebMD, is sleepiness, lack of energy, confusion, or irritability. So go drink a big glass of water. I usually feel at least a little better after doing this. Number 2, read these quotes. There's something about wise, cleverly worded quotes that reframe a person's mindset and gets them ready to tackle the day with enthusiasm. This is one of those things that I rarely expect is going to help motivate me, but then it always does. Here are some of my favorite quotes. Your next step is simply to read them or listen to them. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Chinese proverb. We need to accept that we won't always make the right decisions, that we'll screw up royally sometimes, understanding that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of success. Arianna Huffington. It's hard to beat a person who never gives up. Babe Ruth. If something is important enough, even if the odds are stacked against you, you should still do it. Elon Musk. People who wonder if the glass is half empty or full miss the point. The glass is refillable. Unknown. If you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. Vincent van Gogh. I now tried a new hypothesis. It was possible that I was more in charge of my happiness than I was allowing myself to be. Michelle Obama. Number 3, do 5 jumping jacks. The wildly famous personal development coach Tony Robbins once said that motion creates emotion. And he's right. As discovered in many different scientific tests, movement directly impacts how you feel. Exercise in particular is a great way to lift your spirits, even a small amount of exercise. So right now, stand up and do 5 jumping jacks. Number 4, take a shower. A friend of mine who struggles with depression once told me, I'm always surprised by how much just taking a shower improves my mood. I concur. When you're lacking motivation, even showering sometimes falls by the wayside. Taking a shower can help to increase your circulation, clear your head, and give you a greater sense of control over your day. It's a little bit like hitting the reset button and saying to yourself, It's a new day now, and I'm reclaiming it as my own. So if you haven't already, go take a shower. Number 5, smile in the mirror for 30 seconds. This one is really simple, but you're probably going to feel a little silly doing it, and that's okay. I bet you can't smile at yourself for 30 seconds without feeling a little bit better afterwards. Oh, and try to ditch the negative thoughts while you do it. Love yourself. Number 6, write down some of your thoughts. Something powerful happens when we write down our thoughts. I found such power in journaling when I'm feeling discouraged or frustrated that it's become a regular practice for me. Journaling has a way of slowing your thoughts down and forcing you to examine them objectively. It brings emotions into perspective and diminishes the impact of negative thoughts. So grab something, pen and paper or computer and keyboard, and start writing about whatever's on your mind. You might be surprised at how much this helps your lack of motivation. Number 7, read these affirmations. It might not feel like it, but you've come a long way. Already, you've tackled 6 steps toward reclaiming control over your day and finding your fire. You've only got 2 more steps to go. And step 7 seems like a great time for affirmations, since you now have some wins under your belt. So just take 5 minutes and read or listen to these affirmations slowly, letting the words sink in. Don't think too much about them, but just accept these words as true because they are. I am enough, as I am right now. I am proud of myself for taking back control of my day, even when I didn't feel like it. Today is a good day. I am prepared to do the best that I can do for the rest of today. And I'm in control of myself, and that is a good feeling. Number 8, prepare to tackle future discouragement. I hope that you can feel your inner fire being rekindled. Usually, it doesn't take much to motivate ourselves if we start with baby steps, and that's what you've done here. But it would be silly to expect that this will be the only time you feel unmotivated. Emotions come and go like ocean waves, and depression can strike when we least expect it. Overcoming discouraging emotions will sometimes be easy, other times it'll be extremely difficult and maybe impossible. That's okay. The only goal is to do the best that you can do every day. You just listened to the post titled Lack of Motivation? Here are 8 baby steps for finding your fire by Mike Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com. And now it's pretty standard for us to go to a 4-year college, send out hundreds of job applications, and cross our fingers hoping to get a call back for our dream job. I remember doing that, and I'm really glad those days are over. But have you ever thought about breaking the mold to start developing your career without waiting 4 years and countless rejections? Praxis, founded in 2013, is a great college alternative that saves you both your time and money. It costs you $0 to start building your skills and expanding your network with Praxis until you get hired. After a 6-month boot camp, Praxis graduates get hired full-time at top startups by month 7 with an average first-year income of $50,000. On top of that, Praxis coaches participants for 6 months while they're on the job. The sky is your limit. Many grads go on to start their own businesses, freelance, or climb the ranks at the companies where they're hired. So if you're ready to land that job that you feel confident about, learn more about Praxis. Visit discoverpraxis.com/shownotes for a free book on how to get ahead without college. That's discoverpraxis.com/shownotes. And I have that linked in this episode's description. And thank you to Mike. Come by getyourgustoback.com for more. Smile in the mirror for 30 seconds might sound kind of like, really? But there have been studies showing that smiling can actually make you feel happier, which in turn will hopefully make you feel more motivated. Although recently some of those results were inconclusive on that study, but it's not going to hurt to try at least. It's an easy thing to do, and if it doesn't work for you, there are many other things to try, as he mentioned. One of my favorite is journaling, so much so that we're putting together a journaling workbook as a supplement to this podcast. If you want news about that, make sure you're on my weekly newsletter email list, and I'll notify you when that's out. We're really excited about it. But that'll do it for today in the Friday episode. I'll be back over the weekend, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.